Maybe this week we do some wedding related topics. Someone asked me last week when it comes to Panim Chadashos if they could have a woman service Panim Chadashos during Shavuot Brachos, and I realized that I don't think I ever gave a share on Panim Chadashos, so maybe we'll do today on Panim Chadashos and later in the week on other wedding related topics. There is a Gemara in Maseches Ksubos on Dav Zayin and Beis going to Dav Ches Amud Aleph, where the Gemara tells us Mevorchim Birchas Chasanim Ba'asara Kol Shiva, that you say Shavuot Brachos if you have a minion throughout the entire week of Shavuot Brachos. Amar Rav V'hu Shabo'u Panim Chadashos, but that's only if there are Panim Chadashos, there are new people that are present at the Shavuot Brachos. The Gemara then goes on to tell us that Rav Ashi went to Rav Kahana's house, and on the first day they made all seven Shavuot Brachos, and then Mikan Ve'elach only Im Ika Panim Chadashos Baruch Kul. Only if they had Panim Chadashos would they say all of the Shavuot Brachos. So what is the idea of Panim Chadashos? So first, Rashi doesn't tell us the idea of Panim Chadashos, but he at least gives us a definition of Panim Chadashos. Rashi writes, Panim Chadashos b'chol yom shelo hayu sham etmol. People who were not there the previous day. The mashmos of Rashi is that if they were there 2 days ago, and they just missed the day of Shavuot Brachos, that they would be able to be Panim Chadashos. That would be a tremendous Chiddush La'alacha. We do not assume that way. Tosfos starts giving us an inkling into what Panim Chadashos is all about. Tosfos writes, Panim Chadashos in Koriel b'bnei Adam shemarbim b'shvilam ha-simcha b'yoser. It's people that add an element of simcha into the proceedings, into the party. And based on that, Tosfos quotes from the Medrash, Mizmer Shir L'Yom HaShabbos Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Panim Chadashos Bo L'kan No Mar Shira. So Asim Nami Marbin L'Kavod HaShabbos B'simcha B'suda. The Medrash says that on Shabbos you don't need Panim Chadashos because Shabbos itself is Panim Chadashos. Shabbos isn't even a person. What do you mean Shabbos is Panim Chadashos? But if the whole idea of Panim Chadashos is something that elevates the Simcha, something that adds more Simcha, so you understand that Shabbos or Yantif, for example, would be able to serve as Panim Chadashos. The Rush in the first Parak Ksubis in Simon Yud Gimel writes, Panim Chadashos means Shelo Achlu Ad Ata. People who may have even been at the wedding, but they didn't eat yet in association with the wedding. They ran in for the chuppah. I know one very busy rabbi that he somehow manages to time it, that he comes to a wedding, he goes right up to the chuppah, says a bracha, he manages to walk in right when they're calling him up, and walks right back out a second later. It's unbelievable, right? So a person could have been at the chuppah, and nevertheless, says the Rosh, if he didn't eat ad ata, so then he's still going to be a panim chadashos. And the Rosh says, near the lamikri panim chadashos, you still need Tosfos' requirement of having the enhanced level of Simcha. The Rashba gives contradictory indications of exactly what you need. On the one hand, the Rashba says, Panim Chadashos kol shelo achal sham kol shiv yimei ha-mishta. But on the other hand, he says, lo nichnas sham kol yimei ha-mishta. So it's not clear whether you need them to have eaten there or just have participated in some way or another. But then there's the sheet of the Rambam and the Tosfos Rid. The Tosfos Rid writes, Adam shelo shama es habrachos. A person who has not yet heard the Shavuot Brachos associated with this chasen and kala. And the Rambam writes, ha'ochlim bebirchas nisuin v'shamu habrachos. Avalamayo ochlim achirim shelo shamu birchas nisuin b'shas nisuin. If there are people that didn't hear the brachos, mevarchim b'shvilam achar birchas mazon Shavuot Brachos k'derek shemvarchim b'shas nisuin. That's when you're going to say Shavuot Brachos at the end of the meal. So very clearly from the Rambam that it relates to the brachos themselves. That is the basic machlokas that you have in the Rishonim. Shulchan Aruch quotes everything. Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezra, Simon Samach Beis, first Siv Zayin, first quotes the Shitas HaRambam, and then he quotes a second day of that Afilu Hayu B'Shas HaChuppah V'Shamu HaBrachos. Maybe even if you were there at the Chuppah and you already heard the brachos but you didn't eat, you could still be Panim Chadashos. And he says, Kein Pashan HaMinag, and then the Ramah quotes the Shita of the Ran in the name of the Ramban, Dim Hayu Sham Panim Chadashos. If there were Panim Chadashos, even though they didn't eat there, you would that would be good enough. And then the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Shita of Tosos, that their people are only called Panim Chadashos if they add an extra element of Simcha. So you need the kind of people that would raise the level of Simcha, and that's why a number of the Achronim suggest that it has to be Anashim Chashuvim. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that it shouldn't be Anashim Bezuyim. It shouldn't be, sometimes they just call over the waiter, you know, come over. Not that a waiter is necessarily Anashim Bezuyim, but it should be. And Rav Eliyashiv was asked, can a Bar Mitzvah boy who became Bar Mitzvah after the wedding, but before the Shavuot Brachos, you know, good Bar Mitzvah drasha, right? Can he be Panim Chadashos if he was at the wedding? Because maybe when he was at the wedding, he was still a kid. kid. He wasn't. So Rav Eliezer said he can't be a Banu Chadash anyway. He's not chashev enough. You need an Hashem Chashem. What kind of 13-year-old boy is chashev enough to be a Banu Chadash? That's a chiddush, but that's what Rav Eliezer suggests. There's a famous chakira that the Stipler has in the first paragraph of Ksubis, where the Stipler discusses, is Banu Chadash, whose chiyuv is it to say the Shavar Brachos when there's Banu Chadash? Is it a chiyuv on everyone that's there, or it's a chiyuv on the Banu Chadash themselves? So he says, that's exactly this machlokas. If it's because of the brachos, it's a result of the brachos. So he says, then it's going to turn out that it's going to be a chiyuv on those who didn't hear the brachos to say the brachos. But if it's about riboy simcha, the riboy simcha is for everybody. So everybody there has the chiyuv of the sheva brachos, and many other things are connected. There's a beautiful sefer called Birchas Chasanim. Rav Nissen Kaplan Shlita wrote a sefer on sheva brachos in Yanim, and he quotes many other nafkaminas when it comes to this this chakira. Can a woman be panim chadash? The shaila that we started with. Can a katan be panim chadash? So the Ritva writes that a woman should not be panim chadash because it has to be someone who's mitzarif to the minion that's mechayiv the shavar brachos. Makes it sound like it's a din in the bracha, but if it's a din in riboy simcha, very often people are very happy to have a woman there that they're close with, that's a relative, that's something, that a friend. So that would a katan lechara the same thing. You can't have a chiyuv on him to say the bracha because he's a katan. But if it's a chiyuv on everybody when there's a riboy simcha, so a katan would qualify as well. Whether panim chadashos applies on Shabbos Yantav, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, the heter of Tosos, that you don't need panim chadashos on Shabbos, that's only Tosos l'shitasam, that it's all about riboy simcha. But if you hold like the Rambam, that it's about the bracha, what does Shabbos Yantav have to do with it? You have a chiyuv to say the bracha, even if it's Shabbos Yantav. And that's what the Briska Rav says within Shitas HaRambam, that you should require panim chadashos on Shabbos as well. What if someone was there for the chuppah but not for the su'udah? So that also would be totally in the same machlokas. Or if panim chadashos only got there in time for the shevar brachos. They got there for the brachos, but they weren't there for the su'udah to be marbe b'simcha. So they weren't marbe b'simcha, but the chiyuv bracha they may still have as a function of the brachos themselves. And a lot of times you have that. They'll just call someone over last minute when they realize that they don't have panim chadashos to say the brachos. So they should probably sit the person down, especially since the chiyuv of shevar brachos may relate to actually having to the birchas hamazon. Probably better to have the person wash also and have a little bit while everyone's eating dessert, have a little bit of food to eat to participate in the shayla. They don't have to be there beginning to end, but to participate a little bit in the in the shevar brachos. There is a sheet of Rav Ram ben Arambam that panim chadashos is plural and therefore you need at least two. But the majority of Rishonim and Achronim say there's just no way. That's just the way the word is said. Meaning it doesn't seem that way. It doesn't seem to be any indication in poskim that should in fact be the case. In Lechora, even one would be enough. Generally speaking, we try to be machmir that. Right. There's no formulation that it could have been. So it's a funny kind of deal. Okay, we try to make it that it should be people who bring extra joy, and it should be people who participate in the shavar brachos, and ideally male and adult, and in that way we could be yotzei any possible suffix to recite all shavar brachos. Have a wonderful day, everybody.